It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
Got a good one today. It's local.
All right. Ooh. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
I saw this headline and my jaw just got further and further and further to the ground the more I read.
Okay.
Here's the headline from the Oregonian. Yeah. Illegal sale of performance-enhancing drugs for cockfighting rooster leads to prosecution of Oregon man.
Come again? Say that for me one more time.
Yeah. Illegal,
hit me baby one more time.
Illegal sale of performance-enhancing drugs for cockfighting roosters leads to prosecution of Oregon man.
All right. Can I guess the region of Oregon? You said just an Oregon man or a Portland man?
Oregon.
This seems very Klamath Falls.
You're same idea, but different region.
Oh, Estacada?
Independence.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
all
right.
Yeah. This is all making sense now. Yeah, all right.
We picking it up now? Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Fernando Israel Urrutia Arce, a 45-year-old man of Independence, is going to serve 3 years of probation and is ordered to pay a $5,000 fine after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge of interstate receipt and sale of misbranded drugs.
Hmm.
He illegally imported and resold more than $200,000 worth of PEDs for cockfighting roosters across the United States.
Wow.
He imported the drugs through his business called VIP Gamefowl Supplies from 2019 to 2022.
Not name your business like the stereotypical front business name.
Yes. Balco for Roosters.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, I see the name of that company, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to look into that.
Poor little Jerry Seinfeld never had a chance.
I'm looking at this and I'm going, as like, if I'm going to co-brand this, I'm going to go Jacked Ramsey's, and also I'm going to have Jacked Roosters as also a part of my my cockfighting schemes.
That's right.
If this is what I have to do to get relatively inexpensive PEDs, I'll do it.
I mean, it's like a gym that gets popped for selling PEDs to the people that go there, and it's called like the Royd House.
Yeah.
You're nah, didn't see that one coming. We had no idea that this was going on.
Get jacked via stacks. It's like, yeah. No, we get it.
Yeah.
Through the company, he sold the drugs that promised to increase this is the absolute heater of the article. He sold drugs that promised to increase a rooster's energy and muscle building, making a fighting cock 10 times stronger.
You weren't lying.
Can grab that for later. Help with their digestive system and make their hair shiny and flawless.
Yeah. Like this one, it's a great text on the Vancouver Ford text line. Like, I'm just sad to see drugs infest the game of murdering roosters, you know?
Also, what's happened to the morality of killing animals for money? It's like, it's the animals killing animals.
This is the least surprising story from cockfighting.
What's a more egregious crime, sin, twisted thing in the animal fighting world, particularly cockfighting? Giving them PEDs and turning them into little feathered hairy bonzes? I don't know. I'll workshop that one later.
Feathery bonzes, yeah.
Or giving them the metal spur.
Boy, I think it's the spur.
Right?
Because that's just to inflict the injury.
The most
there's
damage.
Nothing good about that at all. But, like, I mean, fighting anything to the death, barbaric. I think we've evolved past that as society.
Mm.
But the fact that you said $200,000?
Yeah.
This guy's obviously making money off of it.
Yeah.
To the tune of more than $200K.
Yes. And here's the thing, and this does not make it better, and I don't agree with it at all. But outside of the U.S., not just cockfighting, but animal fighting is still not even like on the fringes. It's wildly accepted.
Yeah, yeah, like in the Caribbean islands,
a lot of cockfighting. All over South America, all over Southeast Asia. Didn't see a ton of it in the Middle East. Yeah, I mean, well, that's not totally true. We did it with bugs. We threw scorpions and camel spiders in boxes and watched them fight. And we may or may not have bet on
Danny, them. You're not supposed to say we.
I mean, it was the collective we.
Of bugs?
Well, yeah. Look, if there's anything in from the animal kingdom that we want to let fight to the death, I think scorpions are an acceptable answer. Yeah, yes. That's just fine.
Yeah, we anything that was, like, that was harmful to us, we threw in boxes and we let you fight.
Yeah,
I'm not going to put myself in your shoes in that situation because I've never been in them.
Speaking of, I've never been that bored. I had somebody put scorpions in my shoes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I kind of deserved it. I may or may not have put a dead camel spider on his chest while he was sleeping.
What?
What?
Again, this is that cheeky fun that you have. That's the Danny cheeky fun. Yeah. Hey, dead camel spider that's the size of a dinner plate on your chest while you sleep.
So you wake up and you've got arachnophobia in your face.
Scorpion in your shoes.
I got a snake in my boots, except it was scorpions. They also found 3,000.
Speaking of movies you can only watch once.
Right?
Good Lord.
3,000 images and posts related to animal fighting paraphernalia was also found on his social media accounts. He accepted more than $213,000 in payments using PayPal, Cash App, and Zelle.
So wait, he was posting it on his social media?
Yeah.
This guy deserves to be roasted by Tonya Harding on World's Dumbest Criminals. At this point, it's like, hey, look what I'm doing. What an idiot.
Hey, everyone, come and see how dumb I look.
Number one, he said none of the drugs have been approved by the FDA. Is the FDA out here approving cockfighting serums?
This guy is the equivalent of like getting on a radio show and like admitting to several crimes.
Oh. But it was purchased from the Philippines and other foreign countries, according to a sentencing memo. And I think the statute of limitations is out on mine. So, yeah, that's where we got all our steroids from. So we got Philippines and actually England, weirdly enough. In the early 2000s, we got our steroids.
Really?
Yeah, it was called British Dragon.
Wait, you got your steroids from England?
From England. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
There was a supplier back in the day you could get your – and it just felt like less shady because it was coming from a first world country.
Yeah, this is on the up and up.
Yeah, right. That was the way we justified it back then. But yeah,
this is totally on the up and up.
We got it from England and we got it from the Philippines, which is probably funny because the people we were buying them from in England were probably getting them from the Philippines.
Yeah, you know, I think you're 100% correct.
I'm pretty sure that's how that went. This does have a sad note beyond the whole animal death thing at the end.
Oh, no way.
During this period, the man's wife was battling bone cancer, which required significant financial support. He has since accepted responsibility, has no criminal history, and has fully cooperated with investigators.
Okay, so...
So he was doing illegal cockfighting serums to pay for his wife's bone cancer treatment.
Oh, great, so we got a Walter White now.
Okay, here's my thing. He didn't hurt anybody, but he was hurting animals. Like,
well, he wasn't. He was just, you know.
He was the middleman.
Yeah,
for it.
You know.
See, but I don't like that. Where it's like you have these arms dealers who are like, I didn't pull the trigger.
Well, where do we draw the line? Do we draw like? It's like what's that? Is it Family Guy? Or, no, it's American Dad when they ban trans fats and they have to smuggle trans fats back into the city. Like, do we get mad at the middleman who's out there just slinging trans fats now? Like, because it leads to harmful clogged arteries.
Yeah, that's
it. Like,
yeah,
you know.
But I mean,
do we bag on the guys out there doing the distribution for the alcohol because DUIs?
Yeah. Okay. But
see, I'm just saying, you know what? Maybe he thought he was selling
the guy who is like a beer salesman or whatever. He's not doing it with like, I know the intention of people are going to be, they're going to get loaded behind the wheel. It's to use it safely and recreationally.
Well,
right?
Maybe they want some recreationally, like, super jacked roosters.
Okay. I mean,
maybe they're show roosters, and he wants them to come up like they don't get tested, and they just show
one
up
thing
super
that we,
jacked and shiny.
One thing we learned about the Chinese swimming team is that the the cattle in China is loaded with enough roids
See?
To trigger a positive test.
See?
And they're just eating it.
Yeah.
They're not fighting them.
That he was getting this from overseas and sending it back to China because they were loading it into their chicken. They're like, hey, the guys, they're on to the beef. We need to go to the chicken now.
Yeah.
They're testing the beef.
I think I'm still out on this. I think I'm still out on all of it.
Would you eat PED chicken if you...
I feel like I have.
Well, I mean,
I feel like we all have.
What if it, like, you could get, like, mild PED benefits from eating PED chicken? Would you do it? See, you're hesitating. Mine's an immediate yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the mild benefits are. Like, okay, are my joints and ligaments all going to still be like frail rubber bands and snap at any moment? Or am I just getting the mild, I'm getting jacked and have an incredibly large appetite? Because if it's the latter, I'll take it.
I'm just wanting to look good, feel good kind of deal, you know?
Yeah, sure. Just a little, yeah, I do that.
I really want some shiny and flawless hair.
Yeah, that's the thing that they say about like the legalized, I guess it's not microdosing, but the lower dosages of HGH, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing surrounding HGH is that is in low dose it has actually incredible benefits for you. So
yes, in low doses.
Yeah, just not the ones that make your head look like a watermelon on a toothpick.
I mean. You know, just make sure you got to work your shoulders.
Okay. Make your traps big enough to make your head look small, bro.
Proportions, they matter.
Nobody knows that you have a size 8.5 head anymore because your traps are huge, bro.
See? That's how it works.